This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
So I love stories of entrepreneurs and people who see the big picture. In particular, when athletes use their platform and the amazing opportunities that football has provided to them, that when their playing days are over, they can then take that and turn it into something really special. And Marquise Colston's story is really, really interesting. He's got a brand new company launching today that we're going to talk about here in a second, but we've got a lot to get to with the former receiver for the New Orleans Saints on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Marquise, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for the time. Before we talk about what's going on today in New Orleans and what you guys are announcing, tell me a little bit about where the entrepreneurship comes from, and did you always know that you wanted to have a business career, a business empire, I guess you could call it now, after your playing days were done?
Well, I'm still working on that empire word, but no, I think it's a bug that I always had, and it's something that I really started probably my fifth or sixth year in the league. You know, just kind of took the jump into entrepreneurship with an indoor football team, and you know, got a chance to learn a ton of different aspects of business that I really had no idea I would get a chance to, and that's just led to you know, opportunities as I've, you know, continued to move along.
How do you identify the types of companies that you want to get involved with, and where do those ideas come from?
For me, I'm driven by really two things. It's got to be something that I'm passionate about. Just because whenever you're driven by passion, it's easy to get out of bed every morning and think that and you know, live it. The other really important piece is just the team members. I mean, you got to be able to work with people that, you know, not only are smart and sharp business people, but they have to share the same core values as you do. Just because, you know, when you're, especially in the startup space, I mean, you're going to spend a ton of time with these people. So, you know, being able to work with people that, that you share the same values, the same things, you know, that make you tick, make them tick, you know, it's a really important part of the puzzle.
So you guys today in New Orleans are announcing Main Squeeze Juice Company. It's a New Orleans-based juice company and a smoothie bar franchise. Tell me a bit about this company and what made you want to get involved, not just investing in this company, but helping be on the management side.
Yeah, so Main Squeeze, a lot of what I just talked about, you know, it was a group that, you know, had come together, you know, shortly before I got involved and, you know, had done some really good things. They had a store in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and you know, some other stores in the pipeline before I got involved, you know, but the opportunity to meet the management team and really, you know, share the vision for the business that they have, but also share, like I said before, a lot of those values, you know, as a person, was really important. And, you know, for me, and it's something that I'm actually doing with my wife. So for us to have something that we're equally passionate about, you know, myself being a former athlete, my wife as a personal trainer and a fitness competitor, I mean, it's something that we can do together. And it's something that, you know, whenever you're involved in a business that can ultimately help people, and I like to say help people become the best version of themselves, you know, that was one of the things, and that was really the main thing that drove us to want to, you know, partner with Main Squeeze. And, you know, the opportunity from a pure business standpoint to, you know, partner with a group that, you know, really has this much headroom to grow, you know, just checked off all the boxes for us.
Talking to Marquise Colston, former NFL receiver, new venture happening in New Orleans, but a lot of things on business-wise talking about here on Pushing the Odds. The Dynasty Sports Group is interesting, and the Luxaria Bioscience company you're involved with is also really interesting. It seems like you are attracted to things. You mentioned passion. You got to believe in it, but you're attracted to sports performance, and the future of the sports industry. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, it was kind of an obvious entry point for business, just because, you know, something that you know, I had done at a high level as a player, and you're able to you know, gain a unique perspective and a unique insight that I can actually take and translate into the business world. And, you know, when you can walk in and you know, at least be an expert in a piece of the business, it shortens the learning curve, you know, for the rest of it.
You know, you're involved in the company, the Luxaria Biosciences. It's really interesting because I just watched a Pills versus Pot CNN special where it had two former NFL players, including Kyle Turley, who's been on this show, talking about the impact of what CBDs and CBD oils and marijuana and cannabis can do from a pain relief standpoint. Do you see that as a potential where you being a former NFL player and more ex-athletes, more ex-NFL players might be able to be listened to by the league about how cannabinoids could be used as anti-inflammatory in painkillers versus opioids?
Yeah, I think that's where the conversation is headed, and I think is, you know, from a former player perspective, I think as long as the conversation is led by science, you know, that's the only way that the narrative is going to change. So, you know, a company like Luxaria, you know, what they do is led by science, is led by, you know, it's really a bioscience company mm-hmm. that happens to have an application in cannabis. So, you know, really the ability to drive the conversation through data, drive the conversation through science, and really it's medicine at the end of the day. So,
right.
You know, I think the more that you know, those types of studies and those types of companies come to the forefront, I think it's an easier you know, way to get attached to it as a former athlete without the stigma, you know, involved with it.
I totally agree with you. And look, this is about sports performance. It's about health and wellness. And it's about not having players be addicted to substances as well. So, yeah, I think that's an awesome venture that you guys are involved in. And, you know, if you had any advice, if a rookie's going into the NFL, a guy just was drafted by the New Orleans Saints, hypothetically, what advice would you give to somebody? I mean, you were a seventh-round pick. You went to college. You went back to school. You learned from a business school, thought of business school, but what advice would you give to a young player coming into the league about life after football?
I mean, it's really twofold. You know, life after is coming sooner than you think, and you're never going to exit on your own terms. But at the same time, you got to do everything within your power to stay there as long as you can. So it's really a delicate balance that you got to strike, and you got to figure out kind of within yourself and what your bandwidth is to, you know, be able to maximize the opportunity to play for, you know, 8-10 years, but also be able to take the platform that you're going out and busting your butt to create, you know, and be able to leverage it into opportunities that are going to last your lifetime.
How much did Columbia Business School help you along the way?
I ended up going to George Washington for business school, but no, it's all good. Columbia is I've actually helped to put together a executive education program at Columbia Business School, you know, recently, which is, you know, really targeted at exactly what we're talking about. It's helping, you know, athletes leverage, you know, their access and leverage their platform into, you know, entrepreneurial ventures and venture investing.
Interesting. And so do you feel, I don't want to call it a responsibility, but do you like the ability to give back? Do you like the ability to help the next generation understand the world that they're getting into?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's something that, you know, is really unique in sports. And I would talk about this all the time, especially in football. You know, when you become a veteran player, your job is to, you know, teach the guys under you enough to take your job and hold them off at the same time, right? So there's kind of a built-in level of responsibility, and you know, I've always been someone that I've always, you know, admired the guys that came before me and left the game better than they found it, and you know, I kind of take it on as a responsibility on my shoulders to do the same.
Marquise, to get you out of here on this, Drew Brees still playing football at a very high level for the Saints. How much longer do you see him playing football for New Orleans, or just overall? How much longer does he have in your mind in the league?
Really, as long as he wants to play. I mean, he's a guy that I've never seen preparation the way that he does it. And it shows on the field. It shows in his consistency. I mean, we came in together in 2006, and I tapped out a few years ago, and he's still – it feels like he's still, you know, getting better.
Yeah.
And that's just a testament to the way that he works. And, you know, he can play this game the way that he plays it, you know, for as long as he wants.
He is Marquise Colston. You can go to the website, mainsqueezejuiceco.com, for more information. Marquise, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. Congrats on the new venture.
I really appreciate you guys having me on.
That is Marquise Colston, former New Orleans Saints wide receiver, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Big event going on in New Orleans to a launch. I mean, New Orleans is a city that's deep in my heart. I've talked about it a lot. My wife and I took our honeymoon there. If I'm not living in Las Vegas, I would live in New Orleans in 10 seconds. It's a really fun town. It's a really unique town. It's got such an awesome vibe. And we haven't been back. My wife and I haven't been back since the honeymoon 5 years ago. So we need to – we've been talking about making a trek over there, and maybe we'll stop in and say hi to the folks at the Main Squeeze Juice Company. It's on 734 Nashville Avenue in New Orleans, the headquarters, in case you're curious on that. So thanks to the folks at Main Squeeze Juice Company for letting us talk to Marquise Colston. And that, I think that conversation is so important to, I mean, a guy who's involved, he goes to Hofstra, he's a seventh round pick. He's not like this. He comes and has an unbelievable career, touches, you know, touchdown catches galore with Drew Brees and the Saints. And after he's done, he's like, okay, I'm not sitting here just investing, you know, and living on my laurels. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? You know, how many guys, and you know, I'll give Saquon Barkley some credit here. Saquon Barkley, when he talked to the NFL Network, said, look, I'm 21 years old and getting drafted. Let's say I have a 10-year career in the NFL, which is rare, but let's say I have a 10-year career in the NFL. I'm 31 years old. What am I going to do then? Like, what's next? I got to be thinking about what's next, because it's right. I mean, football is finite. You know you're going to be replaced. You know you're getting a very small window to go ahead, and you're going to be given a good amount of money. But so many of these players, I mean, when you walk into $500,000, okay, it's a 1 or 2 year deal, but you get $500,000 or more signing bonus. Here's $500,000, $4 million, $10 million, whatever it is. What are you going to do with it? Don't tell me you're going to buy houses and cars and no. How can you make the money work for you? How can you create an environment where you're doing things to better everyone's lives? Investing companies that are doing big things, like a cannabinoid company, and you know, delivery of a cannabinoid that could help someone with cancer in cancer treatment, or help somebody with glaucoma, or help somebody with all sorts of issues and problems. Research, studying, charity, I mean, what, all different things. What are you going to do? And it's great to see someone who figured it out early, who has gone and become an entrepreneur. I would love to see this, and I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I would love to see multiple stories like what we just talked about with Marquise Colston, and to do a shark tank for just athletes. Like, all the sharks were just athletes. Like, you put A-Rod, you put Marquise Colston, Mark Cuban, and I don't know who else. I don't really know anybody else for big-time entrepreneurs. I know they're out there. But guys who are really heavily involved in entrepreneurship, and to do a shark tank and let, you know, average Joes come in and pitch their stuff and say, here's what I want you to go ahead and invest in. Here's why. And that would be so fun. That would be such a unique, maybe even athletes or sports or wellness, whatever it might be. You just do a sports version of Shark Tank. How big would that be? You know, put it on FS1 or ESPN or whatever. I think it would be awesome to do a sports-only version of Shark Tank. I don't know what you'd call it. Sport Shark Tank or something? I don't know. But I think that idea would fly. I think it would be awesome. Our final hand hits you before we wrap the show on Wednesday next. SB Nation Radio.